Hayes hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Matteau swoops in to intercept. Matteau behind the net. Swings it in front. He's down! Matteau! The man Matteau! And the Rangers have one more hill to climb, baby!
Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry!
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Hello and welcome to a very special episode number 25 of the Agents of Field podcast. I am your host, Ryan Lessman. And we have an exciting topic for you today. If you are tuning in live, you obviously know that this is going to be a Disney Pixar animated character draft. Fantasy draft similar to how we've done this in the past. But I will introduce our panel to start. It'll grow by two people as we get to our fantasy draft. So welcoming back Mr. Joe Casasa. Joe, how are we doing tonight?
Doing great. Excited to put together some teams here, you know, put together some draft picks and see where the night takes us.
Absolutely. We're very, very excited to have you. And thanks for hopping on last minute. It's been a chaotic time with the storm down in Florida. So wishing well to Brian down in Florida, making sure that he's safe. And then our other guest hasn't been with us for a couple weeks. He's back. He's rocking the Atlanta Braves jersey, Mr. Jim Scroggs. Jim, how are we doing?
I am doing fantastic. Tennessee's 4-0, beat Florida, thank God. Fantasy football team's 3-0. That's pretty awesome. The Braves are, and the Mets are tied, and the Mets' September collapse tradition continues. So, yeah, I'm pretty fantastic.
We love to hear our guests being fantastic. So, with that, we are going to move right into the news. Kind of a light news week. We could have gone through with news from the past 2 weeks since we didn't have a show last week. However, we have a packed second half of the show, so we're just going to get right into what we do have. First thing we're going to talk about is some pretty big news. And by pretty big news, I mean the smallest possible trade you could ever imagine in the NBA. The Atlanta Hawks trade Mo Harkless and a second round pick to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Vit Krejci. Why we need to talk about this, I don't know, but if you know me, you know I love trades, so we have to at least mention it. Jim, this involved your team. Does this move the needle at all, or is it just a trade to make a trade?
Sure. If this was part of an earlier trade, like a player to be named later sort of deal, I forgot about it.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I think it was kind of just Oklahoma City collecting more draft picks, even if they are second round picks in 2029, a fake year. Then
that's like birds. It's not real. 2029 and birds are not real.
Correct. But yeah, so this was just Oklahoma City just, you know, stockpiling their draft cabin even more, you know, them and the Utah Jazz getting more draft picks. Vit Krejci, the second best Krejci to play professional sports behind David from the Boston Bruins. Had to throw hockey in there since there's no hockey news tonight. Next thing we're going to discuss, we are going to talk about the NFL. There are two teams left that are 3-0 and one team that is 0-3. Let's talk about the team that is 0-3 first right now, the Las Vegas Raiders. They made a big trade in the offseason for Devontae Adams to bolster that offense. Derek Carr's coming back, you know, as looking good. And then this season has gotten away from them, already 0-3. Joe, what are your thoughts on the Raiders? What's gone wrong?
Yeah, Derek Carr hasn't looked stellar, hasn't looked as, you know, awful, I feel like, as the 0-3 record suggests. You would think that he's finding the guy they got from Green Bay, whose name is slipping me,
Devontae Adams.
You'd think they'd be finding him a bit more, especially towards the end zone. But it's just not really coming together for them. They played the Titans, Tennessee, last week in kind of a winner or loser go home match. Like, you don't want to be 0-3. The Titans were also 0-2. And they ended up walking out with the win. Derrick Henry went off on the Raiders defense in a way that he hasn't really gone off on a different defense so far in the league. So I'd say there's a lot of problems, namely losing Hunter Renfro. I think he's really good. I love to watch him play. So, yeah, they're in trouble right now.
And speaking of players with the same names in different sports, Hunter Renfro, also a baseball player with the Brewers, or is he with the Red Sox?
He was with the Red Sox. The Red Sox traded him to the Brewers to
get Jackie Bradley.
JBJ. I think because they thought they were going to get the guy that ended up signing with the Cubs.
Is it Suzuki? Sayuko, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, they thought that they were going to get him, I think. So they were like, okay, we'll take JBJ back. And then that didn't happen. So now they have JBJ.
Yeah. But yeah, Hunter Renfro is a great player. Love watching him play. Jim, are you on the same boat that game was a loser go home type thing, or do the Raiders still have some gas?
I don't know how much gas they have left. I mean, Josh McDaniels is he has an abysmal record, like 1-10 or something like that. He's either head coach or I can't remember the exact specific stat, but I know it's not good. I remember seeing the 1-10. I don't understand why. Well, actually, let me rephrase that. I do understand why the NFL, retread some of these coaches who failed, but it's at some point you kind of have to, figure out, okay, McDaniel probably isn't the guy, because going into the season, when you have Josh Jacobs, Derek Carr, adding Devontae Adams, offensively, you should be fine. Nothing to worry about. I'm not quite sure what kind of offensive line they have, to be quite honest, but just on those three alone, like, okay, cool. And I forgot about Darren Waller, who signed a big money contract. He's had a great second half, I guess, of his career. So I don't blame the players at all. I think it's purely on the coaching staff, because how do you botch that? How do you have this record with all that talent?
Josh McDaniels is a great example, I think, of a guy who just belonged at the coordinator role. Why? Everyone wants to go for that head coach. I get it. Believe me, I get it. But it was not the right move for my guy.
And there are coaches, not just in the pro game, but in the college game, who thrive and honestly who should be lifetime coordinators. That's something they prefer. Bud Foster, Virginia Tech, he was defensive coordinator for years. Brett Venables, he was a DC at Oklahoma and at Clemson for decades, and now he's got the Oklahoma job. But still, like, there are people who, I mean, it's not a bad thing to be a lifelong coordinator.
You should interview for head coaching positions every year and get the media talking like, oh, he might do it this time, but then you don't, and then you just leverage that for a higher salary. I don't know. Yeah,
Brian just made a comment saying Josh McDaniels is a doofus and the Raiders can rot in hell. So we know Brian's feeling on the Raiders.
Josh McDaniels is a doofus now. Was not like that much of a doofus with the Patriots, but maybe some Pats fans disagree with me.
Yeah. So let's go on to a little bit of the more positive side and talk about the two teams that are 3-0. As everyone expected, the two 3-0 teams are the Philadelphia Eagles and the Miami Dolphins. Who would have thought? Everyone's crapping on Tua at the beginning of the season, saying that he doesn't have the arm to throw to Tyreek. And here we are with the Dolphins 3-0 with that third win coming against the Bills. Nuts. Absolutely insane.
It provided probably one of the best photos probably in the last 5 years. The single shot of, was it Thomas Moorhead just kicking straight into the player's backside with that Dolphins game? Yeah. Also, I mean,
the fact that they won that game, incredible. And speaking of that, we had on the same exact day the butt fumble become the butt punt, and Dan Orlovsky being redeemed for his running out of the end zone for a safety.
So, I mean, think about Orlovsky's one. He was running for his life. He was like, I'm trying not to get killed. You can make, which is fair. I mean, I think if any of us are sitting back there in the position and that a 300-pound defensive lineman is coming after you, you're just going to run the other direction. With Garoppolo, it was very sudden. It's like he was trying to take a one or two steps back just to like for a simple swing pass, and that makes it kind of even more worse.
Yeah,
absolutely. At least Orlovsky was, like I said, running for his life.
Yeah, exactly. He was scrambling hard. But Joe, Dolphins and Eagles. What do you make of this?
I mean, Dolphins, I think people predicting that Tua wouldn't be able to get the ball down the field to Tyreek Hill. I mean, he doesn't throw it as far as Patrick Mahomes, at least it doesn't seem to me. But he can still get the ball at least somewhat down the field to Tyreek Hill, considering they also have Jaylen Waddle, who's nasty, especially in like the slant. So when you have those two guys out there and you're going to throw, then one of them is going to be open, and they've both been eating this year. So them being, and the defense has showed up when it needs to. And Edmonds there, you know, he's been pretty solid at the running back position too. I feel like they haven't used Gesicki too much. But yeah, they've been solid. I definitely thought that they were going to lose to the Bills. I was very surprised they didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. I was shocked when I saw that final score. I was like, no way, especially after I had seen the butt punt. But whatever. The one that I am less surprised about definitely is the Eagles. Jalen Hurts. Brian's in the comments saying, I crapped all over him for the Dolphins in the NFL season preview. I remember him questioning me when I said I'd rather have Jalen Hurts than Carson Wentz. So just going to say that, but yeah, Eagles are doing crazy things. They look like geniuses for trading for AJ Brown, and the Titans look like idiots. So anyone else have anything on the Eagles?
They're just a tough team, and Jalen Hurts is a tough guy. So, I mean, when you have that kind of grit, I'm not surprised to see a 3-0.
Yeah,
fantasy wise, it's definitely paying off for me.
Yeah.
draft well, do well. And that's going to be a common theme tonight. Draft well, your teams will do well. Last bit of news we're going to talk about is Albert Pujols has finally done it. Anthony is not here to talk about it, but he finally hit 700. He's an elite company with only three other players. Jim, you've seen the Redbirds down in Memphis, so you know a little bit about the St. Louis team. You know, and I'm just, you know, being around, you know, a little bit about this team. So, Albert, how special of an achievement is this?
I mean, I think it's pretty incredible because he is one of only, he's only the third human being, if I remember correctly, to have 700 home runs and 3,000 hits.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely incredible. You know, listen, you know, I do work for the Redbirds game day staff. I'm not an organizational member, but at least want to clarify, you know, I'm not a Cardinals fan, never have been, but this was special. The fact that he hit two home runs in the same night against technically his former team.
Yep.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And we're all happy that Zach Hample wasn't there.
Very correct. He was chasing a milestone that's still yet to be reached with Aaron Judge. So Joe, sorry, I was prepared to throw it over to Anthony, so I just started saying his name. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, saw it coming, obviously, very hype moment, and hype to see it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. The next big milestone we'll be tracking is that Aaron Judge, if he can hit the 61st home run. He's been unsuccessful in six or seven games now, so
I think it's the seventh game right now.
Yeah. So
are we going to break in to show it live?
If it happens, we will. Someone let me know, because I will be focusing on running the show. So someone let me know and we'll discuss. Yeah, it's incredible. I'm sure Anthony will, when he's on next week, will spend at least an hour talking about it, and the show will be a 4-hour show because it's already going to be a packed one. And just happy for him, and happy it happened on the same night, and happy I was with Anthony when it happened. So he was very, very hyped about it. And yeah, there we are. So that is the news we are covering for this week. We apologize for it being a light week, What can you do? We are now going to bring in our other two guests to start our fantasy draft. So here they are, introducing to the Agents of Field podcast, one returner, one new guest, welcoming back Sarah. Sarah, how are we doing? Welcome back to the Agents of Field podcast.
Thank you. It is so good to be here. Excited to see how everybody's draft goes.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is a great topic. And in the bottom left, which that position will be changing based on draft order, I'm extremely, extremely happy to welcome for the first time to the Agents of Field podcast, my fiance, Miss Justine Spina. Justine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate being invited on. We'll see how this goes.
You've been invited before and schedules did not work out. So
it's like no one has to know that.
So as a first time member of the show, you need to grace the listeners with the information about what your favorite teams are.
I did know this because sometimes I do listen. So, my two favorite teams are New York Rangers and New York Yankees.
Excellent. And you do sometimes frequent New York Jets games. Would you call yourself a fan?
I would call my uncle a fan, and he has really great season tickets. So it is fun to go.
Amazing. So, yes, everyone, please welcome Justine to the show. We are going to do Ryan's Regal review really quick, and then an Infinity Gauntlet trivia question, followed by our fantasy draft. So quickly for Ryan's Regal review, it was a controversial topic this past weekend that I had not seen one of the first ever Pixar movies. I had not seen A Bug's Life. So given today's topic, I decided to take a watch, and I loved that movie. It was a lot of fun. I'm surprised and shocked as everyone else that I had not seen it before. And there's a lot of laugh out loud, funny moments when they are in the tough bug, like bar type thing. And the slug orders his food and he goes, "I said no salt." And he starts fizzling up. That's a great moment.
Did you watch the blooper reel?
I did not. I did not know there was a blooper reel.
Oh my gosh. Put that on your list. You got to watch it. It's hilarious.
All right. I will. And then the other funny moment I found from that being a Boy Scout was when they made the Francis, the den mother of the bug Cub Scout troop, Girl Scout troop. So those are very, very funny moments. Brian is in the comments saying, "Justine, my favorite person," and asking me how I have never seen A Bug's Life. I know I'm a terrible human being, and but sticking with the Pixar topic, this one may not be super difficult for our panel. Very, very straightforward. How many Pixar feature films are there?
16.
Everyone gets a guess. Sarah says 16.
She seemed confident too.
Yeah, she did.
I was counting in my head.
I mean, I like the number 16, so I'll go with that.
Well, like, yeah. Do I like Price is Right this situation? Like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna go 17.
I'll go 19.
Okay, I'll go 18 just to be different. And
all right, yeah, Cole
Sober. Okay, so
I gotta be direct.
Justine said 19. Yes, correct.
I did.
You were the closest, but you were way off. 26.
Damn. 26. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, four Toy Story. I mean, I don't have the full list, but I did look up. It's 26. Four Toy Story movies, two Monsters Inc. movies, two Nemo movies, three Cars movies, three too many.
Damn, what? No.
Just kidding. I do enjoy the Cars movie. The second one is freaking awful.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. All right, so I am going to move us into our draft order. Now that we had some people moving around, I have to now move around the draft order. Let's see how we go in here. And there it is. So this is our draft order. Justine, number one. Me, number two. Sarah at three. Joe at four. Jim at five. We are going to do this as we have done all of our past drafts, where we each draft one player from football, basketball, hockey, baseball, and a wild card. So we each draft one character to play that sport. Once a player or a character is taken off the board, they cannot be drafted again. And it is a snake draft. So we will go Justine to Jim. Jim starts round two, back to Justine, and so forth. We will have five rounds. And any questions before we start?
I'm ready.
All right. So, Justine, due to the first pick being forfeited by Anthony, you are now on the clock with the first overall pick in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Disney Pixar Animation Fantasy Draft.
Is each round timed?
Yes, you have exactly 14 seconds. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, first I'm going Rapunzel for baseball.
Okay, and because why is that?
She swings the cast iron pan. I feel like if she maxed someone out with that, she can swing a baseball bat real well.
That's logic enough. That is the very similar logic I used for drafting Thor to my baseball team in the Marvel draft. So it works out. So Rapunzel, the first overall pick. For me, okay, I am going with hockey first overall, shocking. And I am going with Riley from Inside Out because she quite literally plays hockey.
Smart.
Boom. Looking for this? Sarah, third overall pick. You are up.
Okay, so this is one of my favorite movies, favorite Disney movies. Robin Hood. She's from Robin Hood. If y'all remember Lady Cluck, mowing, like just straight mowing over those rhinos. You remember this? So I want her on my defensive line in football.
Okay. You cannot argue with that. That is not a character I would have had, because this is also going to end up being a let's roast Ryan for every Disney movie he hasn't seen episode, because I've never seen Robin Hood. So let's go. I love it. Joe, fourth overall pick.
All right. I'm going to go with basketball for mine. I'm going to take my boy Jafar. He's pretty tall. He should have been off the villain stuff and hooping, as far as I'm concerned, but that was not the case, and it didn't turn out well for him. So, but he would be my draft pick.
Yeah, some alley oops with Iago. Ooh,
for real.
Give me it.
For real.
That one I've seen, so I can reference it. Brian just says the hurricane saved Ryan from getting absolutely toasted. I'm sure it still will happen. I will be sharing all the comments. Don't worry. Jim, fifth overall pick in the first round.
So, Ryan, you were a part of the draft. You know, I kind of go and I take people a lot earlier than they should have.
Yes.
My goalie is from Fantasia, Chernabog.
Don't even know who that is.
I need help.
Let's see.
Really? Night on Bald Mountain? The giant monster that comes from the mountain?
Oh, that I didn't know the name. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Let's see if I could find a picture of who that... Okay, I guess it's like the Grim Reaper of Fantasia?
Sure. He's literally a mountain. Or he might be a girl, too. I don't know. But the point is, they're massive.
Okay. Yes. And that is the goalie. Beautiful.
Yes. I'm waiting for Brian to pop in and say something to insult me.
Yes. I skipped right past them when I was looking up the list of all Disney animated characters ever. Brian actually said, great pick, Jim. Wow. Brian is being nice. I guess that's what happens when I basically stole his name minus the B. So
Awesome. So I guess I'm still up.
Yes, you are.
My next pick, my point guard, Remy.
Like the rat.
Yeah.
Did you understand the rules of this game? Remy is a rat. He's playing basketball.
No. He's helping the person on the court.
Okay. Wow.
It has to be a player with long hair.
That was Robin layered. Lopez. There are layers to that. That was good.
No buzz cuts. It just wouldn't work.
It's got to be Robin Lopez. That's the only player. All right. Remy, one of the smallest creatures other than from A Bug's Life, is playing basketball. Joe.
I'm going to go with a hockey pick. I liked your hockey pick of Riley. I applaud it, in fact. I think you missed because I'm going to take Frozone.
Mm. Ooh.
I think that's got to be. I mean, like, Riley good and all. I'm sure she's good, but, like, fourth grade, I think, that is definitely a disadvantage on the ice.
Yeah, but that movie came out in 2016. Now she's, like, a lot older and probably, like, getting scouted by colleges. So
She doesn't have a sequel, so, like, that doesn't...
it's in the works, bro.
They just announced it, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Absolutely rad.
Damn. Nah, all right, you got me. It hasn't come out.
but Frozone is a phenomenal pick.
I love that one.
Sarah, go for your second pick.
I'm going to stay with the Incredibles. So I'm going to pick Dash as my point guard in basketball.
Okay.
I mean, no one would be able to catch him.
I like it. Takes one of my wild cards away.
Yeah, that's a tough one to see go. I thought about drafting him number one overall for like anything but hockey maybe. So that's a great pick.
Love that. I think Justine was very mad about that. I saw her click her pen and cross something off her list.
Off the list. It's fine.
All right, so I'm going to go next. I am going to go wild card. I am taking all seven dwarves for my competitive Minecraft / Fortnite team. They know how to mine. They got them pickaxes. Boom. They come as a package.
You only get one. You can have Dopey. That's it.
Are you saying something? Are you trying to tell me something?
You only get one.
I'll be Sneezy. I get allergies, so I'll take Sneezy. So Sneezy for my competitive Fortnite / Minecraft esports team. Oh, and we just lost. She was so mad that I tried to take all seven.
So bad that she left. Mad. Wow. Oh.
Boo.
She's boo. Mad about Dash.
Chased her out of town.
Brian just goes, I hate that pick so much. It's a real sport. Esports is a real thing. I'm working it at MSG in a couple weeks. It's real. So we kind of have to wait for Justine to get back for make our next pick.
You low key just tried to get away with drafting seven individuals.
Yeah,
it's okay.
The commissioner has to step in at this point.
I'm drafting from the Sarah School of Drafting. Last time she tried to draft like three people with one pick.
What?
Last draft we had, you tried to draft three people with one pick. Don't even try to deny it. Justine, you are on the clock with your second pick.
Okay.
Hold on. So Sneezy is off the board.
Yes, I get it. You have allergies. All right, for basketball, I'm gonna go with Elastigirl.
Son of a
got me.
Yeah,
that's shortstop you just took.
I was gonna say, I feel like you could really do anything, but I'm picking her for basketball.
That's some Michael Jordan Space Jam reaching from half court.
Yeah. Stuff right there.
That's a phenomenal pick, and I'm very, very happy that you have her on your team. And you have to go again. I was just about to say that. If we need to kill time, Brian says, Joe, just talk about the Yankees.
The Yankees are an absolute wagon, and Vladimir Guerrero has the gall to come out here and call Toronto at his house. Sorry we clinched there, bro. Not my problem, though. Popping bottles in your locker room. Like, my bad. No, for real. My bad. Go ahead, Justine. Sorry.
Okay. For hockey, I'm going Kristoff from Frozen.
Okay.
Yeah. He deals with ice. He's large. He's got to be good at something.
Yeah. Got, except he can't even manage a reindeer, let alone an entire hockey team.
He can bring an element of chaos to the ice.
Okay. Little goon action out there.
Perfect.
Okay. Love that. All right. Four. Let me go to my list really quick. I'm thinking, which sports do I say? I did hockey and my wild card. All right. So for baseball, I am going to Monsters, Inc. land, and I'm taking Boo because she absolutely beat the living crap out of Randall with that baseball bat from her room in the final scene. So she absolutely knows how to swing that thing. And that movie came out in, what, 01? She's in college right now. She's absolutely plastering balls past the Green Monster out of Yankee Stadium everywhere. So give me Boo as my baseball player.
That's a great pick.
Nice. Very nice. Solid. Okay.
Sarah, go ahead.
Well, for my baseball team, I am going to go ahead and pick up the guy that probably should have been picked up already, but Hercules is my pitcher.
Yeah. Ooh. Justine is mad again.
You can DH the guy. He could be Shohei.
He could do anything. So
he can especially go the distance.
Well done.
So ask Ryan if you've seen that movie.
Stop it. Stop it. No, I have not. Okay. We listened to a bunch of Disney soundtracks in the car the other day, and I had knew about 6 songs out of the 40 that played, so shame. Joe, give us your third pick.
All right. I'm going to be drafting a tight end for my football team this round. Two reasons for my pick. I'm going to be selecting Kronk from Emperor's New Groove.
Nice. Nice.
My son built, and his name is very similar to Gronk. There was obvious success there. So, I'm a man of belief, and I believe in Kronk.
I thought he would last one more round.
No, sir.
Guess I was wrong. Sir.
That's my tight end right there.
All right. Jim, hit us with your third pick.
My third pick. I'm drafting a coach.
Okay. Ted Lasso. I like it.
Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski. He's got the clipboard and everything.
Yep. You took my wild card, Jim.
What is he going to be coaching? Anything, or do you have a specific sport in mind?
I'll go football.
Okay.
I think he could, at the very least, be a solid coordinator.
Better than Josh McDaniels?
Yeah. I think that's fair to say.
He'll at least make his players laugh and not scared. So, all right, Jim, you are on the clock again for your fourth pick.
My pitcher, Stitch. Incredibly strong. Stitch is incredibly strong. Got the alien strength. I'm sure his velocity coming out of his arms got to be pretty solid.
Okay.
He could add a little heat to the ball.
Yeah, and he can also be entertainment for a minor league team. He could just do his little Elvis impersonation and be the seventh inning. He could do the seventh inning stretch.
He would kill in Memphis.
Oh, for sure. That'd be unbelievable. I got to see it. Calling up Disney right now. Stitch night at the Memphis Redbirds.
I think it could work, in all honesty.
Book it. Joe, your fourth pick.
Going back to the basketball team here, if you'll remember a few rounds ago, I selected Jafar, I believe first overall, actually. So plan is to run Jafar at point. And we're basically just going to pick and roll right down, bounce it in the paint, whatever we got to do, get it to Goofy.
You only get one per sport.
Oh, one per sport. Oh, I feel you. Oh, okay.
But I want to hear where that was going.
Yeah, continue with it.
My boy Goofy, just like he's okay. The tallest one I can think of out of like that whole crew from those movies. I mean, not going to take Mickey or Donald to my team, low key. But Goofy, I feel like, could do damage at center position when you pair him with Jafar. When you pair him with Jafar, of course. But my bad. I messed
up. You're good. No, you're good.
So, okay. Baseball is my only one left. Luckily, my baseball pick, I don't think, has been taken. For baseball, you need an all-around athlete. Yeah, my bad, Brian. No, it is on me. I apologize. Baseball, I need an all-around athlete, guy who can do it all. I'm taking my boy Tarzan. Dude is just, I don't know, probably like 6 foot straight muscle. Could put him at second base. You could put him in right field. He'll get to where he needs to be.
That was my goalie.
Boo. Absolutely boo. All right, Sarah, let's see what we could pick up. I mean, there's tons of characters left, but I feel like a lot of us had a bunch of these, you know, in similar thoughts.
I'm going to much along the lines of the Frozone logic. I'm going to take Elsa then as my goalie. She can probably manipulate the ice. You know, she's got good control.
Okay.
She's not going to slip and fall everywhere.
That was one of my picks. And then I decided Riley literally plays hockey. So, but that's along the same lines as Frozone. Love that. All right. Ooh, okay. I am going to go with baseball, and I am going to take from a pretty new property, Luisa Madrigal, as my pitcher.
Ooh, good one.
She you know, crushes anything and just throws it at the plate, and nobody's hitting that. Like, Luisa is a beast. She is incredible. My pitcher, nobody's beating her.
That's good.
Justine, your fourth pick.
Well, I was about to draft Luisa for football. However, that's not happening anymore.
So I'm glad I took her then and not with the next one.
So I have to do both back to back, right?
Yep.
First, I'm going to do for football, Ralph from Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay.
Yep. Solid.
Love that. That's
not a much big dude. He's huge.
Just a big dude. Kind of looks like Gronk, kind of stupid looking. So
don't compare him to Gronk.
No, Gronk, like actual Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, but that's basically Gronk.
okay.
And then for the wild card, for the game of squash. I'm picking Bandit.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I forgot he counts.
Yeah, he does.
No.
I made sure before we started this.
Well done.
Very nice.
Applause for that. Applause from that. If Brian wasn't trying to conserve his battery, I'm sure he would be spamming the comments right now. That is a phenomenal pick. I'm so proud.
Thank you.
And then I think I have which ones did I do? I have football left. Okay. So for football, I'm taking, voiced by an actual former football player, Maui, voiced by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Coming to football. Let's go. I don't care what position he plays. He could play whatever position he wants. Maui, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, give me it. And here's Brian right on cue. Sarah, with your Yes.
Exactly. So Maui was going to be my wild card. So thank you for that, Ryan.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go with my girl Merida as my wild card for archery.
Okay. Archery is a sport that's
kind of on the nose, but
yeah, doesn't get talked about nearly enough. I like archery a lot. I was pretty good at it too. Joe, your last pick.
All right. I just got the rug pulled out under me real bad right there. Absolutely. Sniped my pick. but thinking on the fly.
Hold that thought. Aaron Judge just hit 61.
Oh, nice.
He did.
Nice. No,
it is. The record has been broken. Hopefully Zach Campbell did not have that ball.
No, it's tied. He tied Maris. Maris at 61.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he tied it.
Yeah.
But still, hopefully he still did not get that ball.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Joe. Continue.
No, absolutely a worthy thing to interrupt me for. I'm familiar with...
That was a really bad fall on my part. I'm sorry I keep interrupting you, Joe.
No, you're good. I'm thinking I'm going to go with Sleeping Beauty for a true sleeper pick. For the luge, she's really got the form down because they gotta like hop on and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my girl been training for years, if I remember the plot correctly. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Sleeping Beauty for my wild card.
Winter Olympics, here she comes.
Yep.
That's an incredible pick. Love that. The epic luge. And Jim, close us out.
I think I can top that. My owner, Scrooge McDuck.
Nice.
Four.
Anything. Doesn't matter. Owns a team.
Well, probably all of them.
Okay. Okay. I'll allow it. When you said my owner, I thought you meant like he literally owns you. And I was like, what the hell did you do to Scrooge McDuck that he owns you?
Probably enough. But no, he owns whatever this Disney Pixar draft is. And by the way, I literally only prepared this as we were talking during the show. I was not prepared at all.
That is okay. seems like it's one of those days where just things don't line up. Totally fine. I think we did great. All right. What I want to do now, I'm going to throw a little bit of a wild card out there. Everyone who is of who is left on your list, give one character that you wanted to put in that you were unable to. So I guess like an honorable mention. And we'll start with Jim.
Genie.
Okay. What would he have been playing? Or just he would have just been somewhere.
He would have been somewhere. He can literally manifest himself into any position, any team, any farm, anything like that. So Genie, he's like the ultimate wild card.
Yeah. Absolutely. Totally fair. Joe, one player, honorable mention.
You got to forgive me because I forget the exact name, but I wanted to find room. I think everyone wants to find room on their roster for the kid from Up. Absolute locker room guy. Team loves him. Coaches love him. Fans love him. Field hates him. He's probably not that good at any of the sports, unfortunately. But if there's a way to get him on your team, you know, you're going to see some good positive behind the scenes effects.
Russell for mascot. Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Russell. Just team first guy all the way.
Love that. Love that pick. Sarah, so, honorable mention.
I feel like Joe and I have been on the same wavelength this entire time because mine is also Doug from Up.
Yeah.
He's my catcher. He is on the ball.
Fact.
Literally, yes.
That's a great one. Mine was going to be Baymax as my goalie for hockey.
Nice.
He's literally a giant marshmallow man. He's got, you know, he doesn't need extra pads. He could save the team some money not having to pay for his new equipment. Puck just hits him. You know, and if anyone gets hurt, he's got built-in healing. Like, damn, he's the ultimate guy you want on your team. No long-term IR cap circumvention. Justine, your honorable mention.
Ryan, did you steal my list? I'm very upset. You know what? I'll go boring. Cinderella, feel like track star.
Ooh, okay. Ditch the glass heels for a pair of running shoes. Love that.
Find the right fit. She's taken off.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. She really took off. So I feel like
she won't be arriving in no pumpkins to jump them hurdles. So, all right. Awesome. So that was our Disney draft. We hope you enjoyed that. You know, thank you to everyone for joining us for the draft. We have one more thing to do. We have, as always, our Bruce Banners bandwagon. So everyone is going to be giving the bandwagons they are jumping on and jumping off. We'll start with Joe.
All right. Thinking on the fly. Well, I mean, obviously, I don't feel bad taking this one. I'm jumping on Aaron Judge's bandwagon. Was I ever off it? Not really. Don't even really care if he resigns with the Yankees. But it's super cool that he hit 61 tonight. And it's super cool that we won the AL East last night, pretty much on the back of Aaron Judge offensively. He's our only consistent batter. Bandwagon, I am jumping off the weather. Hurricanes are happening, and I'm not cool with those. So, personally, I'll say it now. I'm coming out against hurricanes. That's my stance.
What a guy. What a upstanding citizen coming out against natural disasters. He could have said he was for natural disasters. That would have been a tough look, but he's against them. So we applaud
that. I'm willing to speak for the podcast and say that we are just anti-bad weather.
Love that. So just want to go back to some comments that Brian made that we didn't get to show when we were talking about Russell. The wilderness must be explored. Going to leave that one alone. And Doug would get too distracted. So Sarah, Brian does not like your pick.
Okay. That's valid. That's fair.
Brian, ooh, go ahead.
I feel like he would be very focused on the ball though.
Yeah, that's fair. Unless they play the Richmond Flying Squirrels in the minor leagues, yes. And then
squirrel.
So
yeah, that would be bad.
Absolutely. So Brian from afar is giving us his bandwagon. Just one he's jumping off. I am jumping off the Broncos bandwagon. Russell Wilson is the worst. I hate him, and I couldn't imagine our coach couldn't call timeouts when necessary. Brian, he has said it time and time again. Until Russell Wilson gets his team 11 wins. He will not be a fan of him, however long that takes. So, thank you, Brian. And Joe, Brian likes your bold stance.
I'm willing to say what others won't sometimes.
Sometimes.
All right, Justine, you're up next for the bandwagons.
Okay. Joe might hate me. But I'm jumping on going outdoors as my bandwagon, which is very shocking for me. However, where I am, it's really nice. Not Florida.
I think
this is like my primo weather. I don't sweat when I go outside, and I can wear like a light sweater.
Spooky season.
I think my fiance has been body swapped because she has never once said in almost 10 years of dating that she likes to be outdoors. She is a house cat.
My birthday was very nice.
I've never heard you say let's go outside.
Sorry.
And we worked at a camp together.
That outside was gross and sticky. This outside is nice.
You're not wrong.
All right, Justine, which bandwagon are you jumping off?
This doesn't have to be sports related, right? I'm using this as like a rant sesh.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm as well there.
Jumping off the Chipotle bandwagon, they've really been grinding my gears lately and not filling up my bowl.
charging way too much money to give you half
charging
a bag.
Way too much money for guacamole. It's an avocado. Calm down.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's becoming like Lay's where you get, you know, a half a bag of air. It's now becoming a half a bowl of rice instead of a full bowl.
Very upsetting. Still hungry afterwards. Cost me $16.
Yeah. It's a tough look. Tough for the wallet. Tough for the stomach. Doesn't work. All right, Sarah, you are up.
Which one?
Whichever, you both. One you jumping on, one you jumping off.
Jumping on, I am finding myself having a lot of fun with the fantasy football stuff. So okay. I've never been on that bandwagon before, ever. So this is new for me. I still don't really understand what's going on, but I'm having a lot of fun doing it. So I'll jump on that bandwagon. Jumping off, this might be a hot take.
I'm so nervous.
I know. I'm officially, I can't believe I'm about to say this. I'm officially jumping off the She-Hulk bandwagon.
What?
I know. I wish I liked it more. I just can't get on board.
Sorry.
It's disappointing. It's okay. I'm sorry.
Just not a Marvel fan, I guess.
Just a poser. Just a poser.
Twerking with Meg doesn't do it for you?
What?
Twerking with Meg doesn't do it for you?
No, that absolutely, that did it for me. But
Wongers.
The series was just all twerking with Meg, be good.
I think there's some music videos like that, but yeah.
So Brian called it before you even said it. She's off She-Hulk. I could feel it.
Felt it.
Called it.
Damn it, Brian.
That's shocking. I don't know. I hope the second or the last third of the series, you know, salvages it a little bit for you, but I don't know.
So.
But okay, and Jim, bandwagon you're jumping on, bandwagon you're jumping off.
The one I'm jumping off is this insatiable need for the Big Ten to poach teams from other conferences. Today, I believe it was Dennis Dodds from CBS Sports. He reported that Big Ten presidents are going after California, Oregon, Stanford, and Washington to jump from the Pac-12 or the Big Ten. Now, if that happens, that means the Pac-12 is pretty much dead in the water. The remaining teams, I think Arizona State, Colorado, Utah will probably join the Big 12. And I think that just leaves Washington State and Oregon State to just fend for themselves. So I'm okay with 16 team conferences, but not now you're just getting greedy. So I'm not about this. I'm probably one of the few college football purists left where, you know, regional rivalries and regional conferences matter, but that's with that. The one I'm jumping on is I cannot believe I'm going to see, I knock on the biggest hunk of wood possible, I make it alive to this date, I get to see Wolverine played by Hugh Jackman again.
Took mine, damn it.
Hey, I do it, dude. Like, go ahead, like, use it too. I mean, it's, yeah, this can maybe be a nice transition into yours. Like, it's, yeah, I can't believe it's actually happening. They pulled it off. Meanwhile, Warner Brothers can't even tie its own shoes.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's Warner Brothers is a crap show over there. But for those who don't know, you know, as Jim alluded to, Deadpool 3 at Marvel Studios officially announced September 6th, 2024. It'll be one of four movies in that year from Marvel Studios. Ryan Reynolds announced he is back with Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. Sick logo. Go check it out. But yeah, Jim, that's so exciting. And I cannot wait. So while I think of another one to jump on really quick, I am going to jump off Southwest Airlines. screw them. They screwed us last year in Denver. We barely made it home to New York. Lots and lots of money later that we kind of got reimbursed for. And then this year they gave us all those credits. So we said, damn, guess we got to use them. Used them again, flight down to Florida, delayed 3 hours. Tough. Had to rearrange our rental car situation. Tough. Southwest Airlines is not getting that glowing endorsement from me. Miss me with it. And the one I am going to jump on, I will just say, I'm starting to really feel the hype for Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Like it's 5 weeks away, 6 weeks away. Like the hype is really becoming real. It was officially announced that it will be the second longest movie in the entire MCU with a 2-hour and 41-minute runtime. So the only one longer is Avengers Endgame. And they're going to need every second of that, I think, to honor Chadwick's legacy. And I'm getting hyped. I'm getting ready to cry, to laugh, to just really enjoy that movie. So that wraps up our Bruce Banner's bandwagon and just about closes out this episode. Wanted to give everyone the opportunity to plug anything they need to plug. Jim, starting with you, anything you need to plug?
Not really. Listen to the show. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Scroggs, Instagram at JH Scroggs. Go Vols.
Go Vols. Joe, anything you would like to plug?
Once again, I'm a comeback with recycling. I believe in it, and I would like you to as well.
Joe, always a fan of the planet. He doesn't like natural disasters, and he wants you to recycle. What a guy. What a guy. Justine, anything you would like to plug?
I feel like as your fiancé, I should be plugging this.
Yes, you should
be. Okay, so you can speak on my behalf.
Okay, I'll give Sarah the opportunity to plug anything she needs to plug. I'll close out the show with my plugs.
Yeah, just follow me on Instagram at the Nerd Emporium. I've got lots of awesome collectibles, comics, memorabilia, anything a nerd could ever want. If I don't have it, I'll help you find it. Oh. So
check Heck out. Yeah. Love that. Check out the Nerd Life Network on YouTube. Our social feeds are on Instagram, Agents of Field Podcast, on Twitter at Podcast AOF. The rest of the Nerd Life Network lineup, Babu's Frickin' Podcast, Earth's Mightiest Weirdos, Comics and Cinema, Nerdy Girls After Dark, One Pod to Rule Them All. Make sure you check them all out. They're all on YouTube. Please rate, review, subscribe to our shows on wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you subscribe to the Nerd Life Network on YouTube. So Justine, Joe, Jim, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us for this very special 25th episode. And until next time, we will see you at Magic Kingdom.